This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on AI art. Well, not even just AI art, just all of AI, just all of it, from the chat and stuff to the art to the videos to just everything possible, because I feel that there are ups and downs to AI. And yeah, it's just one of those things where I think people are kind of trying to do too much with it, you know, because now you got it where people, they want, I mean, I feel like that it's always kind of been talked on where it's like people want to build like these robot dogs and the, to kind of like the robots for my robots and stuff. But my thing is this, you know, because I personally believe that this is what's going to happen. They're going to make a robot and they're going to put AI technology, like an AI computer, inside that robot's head area, right? That thing is going to operate just like a person. Now, they've kind of been kind of doing this already, but I feel like they're kind of, you know, like they're controlling it. Like, I feel like that there's somebody on the other end controlling it, you know? But I feel that AI is going to get to a point where it's very advanced. It's very reliable. You know, like, you ask AI to do something, it's gonna do it. So it's like, okay, AI, can you make this image? Okay, cool. Can you make this video? Okay, cool. Can you do, and it's going to be like very detailed things. It ain't gonna be like easy stuff like, oh, can you make a butterfly flying through you know, some flowers or something. No, it's gonna be like, can you make the YouTuber T-Moz Boss do a backflip? And I'm going to see a video of myself doing a backflip, and I'm like, fam, that's not me. And people are like, nah, that's you, bro. I seen the video. You can do a backflip. I tried doing a backflip and I didn't mess my neck up because people then confused me with AI. I think AI is going to get to that point, and I feel that when it gets to that point, there is going to be that person that takes that AI and they're going to put it in some bot or a robot, and then, yeah, we're going to have an issue. If that, because the thing is, I remember, I think it was when Snapchat, when they came out with their own little version of AI, and I think I was like kind of like playing with it just to see what it was about and things, and I remember asking it, can AI be, it was either the Snapchat AI or ChatGPT. But anyways, I remember asking it, I was like, can AI be designed for something bad? And it said yes. It pretty much said yes. And I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, you know, you got people out there designing it just kind of like for casual use, for, you know, the general public. But I'm like, there's going to be that person that figures out AI, figured out how to design it. And then next thing you know, it's like, it's, and that's going to probably end up being the situation where AI, people are going to, it's going to get so easy that anybody could, excuse me, create it. Because I think I did see it where some Twitch streamers, they had it where you can have like a bot talk as you, like underneath your name. And yeah, I was like, because no, there is a streamer that I had rated out to not too long ago, and they had like this AI shout out thing where they was like, oh, you know, he's known for like, no, this, so this is what it pretty much did. So I had went and rated out to the streamer, and so when they shouted me out, the AI bot thing that they had was like, oh yeah, T-Moz Boss is known for raging in these video games, he plays a lot of different racing games. This thing was telling my life story better than me. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, time out. What is that? I had to question that streamer about that because I'm like, nah, that's crazy. But I thought it was a cool feature though. But at the same time, I'm like, dang, you know, is this what AI has become? Because I'm like, fam, I'm telling you, people, all I'm saying is that we got to be careful with what we create, because we might create something that next thing you know, we're literally living in some Terminator. So for those that don't be watching movies, for those that don't really, you know, I guess getting a clear understanding of what I'm talking about. So there is a good old movie series where they done made movies, they done had TV shows, they've even made some video games. I think they've made a couple of video games. I think they plan on coming out with another video game. But so anyways, it is a series that made Arnold Schwarzenegger, I would say that that was that series that made him famous. I think that was like his first major role. Let me see real quick. All right, what was Arnold's first movie? It was probably, was it Terminator? I feel like he did. Yeah, he did like other stuff. Hercules in New York. Hercules in New York. This is an actual, huh? I feel like, did he play a movie where he was, Conan, that's what it was. Oh, so no, wait a minute, Conan was like then his, dang, he did two Conan movies in the span of 2 years, and then that same year when he did Conan the Destroyer, that's when he also did the Terminator. Okay, so Conan was like his, first major, like, movies almost and stuff. But, no, then when he did The Terminator, so that's the movie that I'm going to be talking about, that movie series. So, for those wondering, so Terminator, it's pretty much about this, so it takes place in the future, but it, in the movie, it goes back to the, past. So to explain that, so anyways, there's a man named John Connor. John Connor is, like, the leader of this, rebellion group fighting the, what do they call it in the movie again? How is it that I've been watching this movie all this time? I have to say I've watched the Terminator movie at least like once every year and stuff. Like, I'll watch some Terminator movie. But so anyways, so there's these, like, this army of robots pretty much, right? So anyways, John Connor, he's fighting against these robots, but he knows that he has, but no, so that's what it was. The robots had decided that they're all like, you know what? Bump all this. We're just gonna travel back in time. Killed John Connor's mom, so John Connor can never be born, and then we can win this war. But that's the thing though, it's like the war is gonna happen regardless. There's like, you know, that was one thing about it and stuff that they didn't like figure it out in the first movie and things, because it was like after like movies done passed down the road, I think that's when it was figured out, like, it don't matter whether John Connor is killed or somebody else, the war is gonna happen regardless. All right, so but anyways, so John Connor, he does the same thing, you know, so he goes back in time, sends this guy named Reese, and so no, that was like the weird part about it. So Reese, he goes back, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's the Terminator, he's the robot, he goes back. So Reese and Arnold Schwarzenegger, they're fighting all throughout the movie and stuff, and then but no, that's the crazy thing about it, was that like, I remember, I think it was in Terminator 2, because it was kind of like explained in Terminator 1, but Arnold Schwarzenegger, because I just recently watched Terminator 2, but yeah, he was explaining it to, because the second, they ended up coming up with a second Terminator movie where they was like, okay, well, we couldn't kill John Connor's mom, so we gotta kill John Connor himself. So they went until the boy became 10 years old, and then, yeah, they were, the one they had it where Arnold Schwarzenegger, now he was a good robot, and then they had this other robot, I think that man's name is like something Patrick or Patrick something, hold on for a second, Terminator 2, starring Robert Patrick. So Robert Patrick, he's the bad robot. He's trying to kill John Connor. Arnold Schwarzenegger is trying to save John Connor. And then, yeah, but he explains it like, you know, that he has like this brain where he just kind of learns stuff, right? So, but it ain't really a brain. It's like it's robot stuff. So anyways, then in the last Terminator movie, so they do kind of showcase where it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger, he does become, not, he doesn't become human, but he becomes like more human. You know, he's but he's still a robot. Like, he's still a Terminator and stuff. So, yeah, it was something where it's like, yeah, you just gotta watch the movies to understand. But I'm like, fam, it's that movie and the movie iRobots. I had to say, them are the two movies where I'm like, it's probably best if we slow down with this AI stuff. Yeah, let it design videos and pictures, you know, help us with an essay or write a, like a job app, not job application, but, dang, what are they, why am I be forgetting names, bro? What is going on with my brain? I'm like, a resume, there we go. Okay, I knew it started with an R, but anyways, but yeah, stuff like that, okay, cool. But I'm like, fam, having it where it's like, okay, yeah, let's, because I'm like, besides them two movies, then the one video game that I played, and I played a lot of that video game, and you actually can see videos of me on YouTube playing it on my gaming channel, TMossBoss Gaming, but there's this video game called Generation Zero, and they don't have, like, no Terminator or no iRobot type robots in that game, but they do have some robots that remind me of these bots or robots that they be showing in these videos and stuff, like them dog-like robots. And I'm like, all it just takes is for an insane person to get one of them dog-like robots, attach a gun to it. Next thing you know, you got people running for their lives. Like, what is going on, bruh? What is happening? Well, how does a dog robot get a gun? What is going on? So, yeah, pretty much, that video game was insane. Like, they have it where there's these, those types of robots that got guns. They got, like, these ones that shoot off, like, a radioactive, like, spray. It's like some green spray, but it kills your character and stuff. Yeah, that game is, it's pretty crazy and stuff, but yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm like, even with me and the time that I've used AI, and I'm like, and fam, like, how smart AI is, it's like, it's crazy, you know, it's seriously some insane stuff, and I'm like, man, you know, it's like, it's, yeah, I can see where AI, you know, and that's the crazy thing about it, it's like, they're talking about, like, wanting to bring AI into school and stuff, and I'm like, dang, then teachers is gonna be out of a job, you know, because I'm like, if you got it where it's like AI that's like teaching, it's like, yeah, then it's like, or like people are gonna be thinking like, oh, okay, well, all I just gotta do is pay for this membership, and just for, because this, so the latest form of AI that just came out, Microsoft, they came out with one called Microsoft Copilot. Now, I've been using it to, like, generate images and stuff, because some of the images look pretty cool and things. Like, if it's easy to create, yeah, it does look pretty cool. And I'm like, nah, I like it. I think it's chill. It's you know, it's solid and stuff. So, but anyways, so. But what I think, though, when it's like, when it comes to AI in schools, I'm like, yeah, they're going to have it where a lot of teachers, because they're like, imagine how much money schools are going to be like saving and stuff, where it's like, okay, well, we figured that we'll just have it where, but I'm, because you, like, yeah, because if a teacher, if they're sitting there, they're all like, okay, well, like, what, all I just got to do is press this button and then AI just starts teaching the class and I just sit there. No, they're going to be like, that's unnecessary amounts of money being given out and things, versus all we just got to do is just, pay for a membership for Microsoft Copilot, and then they can be the ones teaching the kids. I'm telling you, that's gonna be the future, where kids are gonna be sitting in classrooms just in front of computers, and they're gonna be all like, okay, so we're gonna have like somebody kind of just walking around, just making sure you guys ain't doing anything inappropriate on these computers. But there, it's gonna be people with no teaching experience in schools teaching. They're gonna be using AI for schools. They're gonna be using AI for restaurants. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of things AI related, and it's like, bruh, there are going to, and it's, I felt like, dang, what job can't AI do? Because I'm saying, you got where people are making AI music, they're going to probably be doing AI videos. There's going to be a content creator where they're all like, oh, I'm done doing YouTube videos, I'm just going to have it where AI does videos from now on. Like, imagine, my thing is this, imagine, because I feel like, it's funny because people have called me lazy when it comes to creating content, but I'm like, imagine how lazy it would be, right, for a content creator that does the same type of content as me, where they're playing, they're using AI to play a video game, they're using AI to do reaction videos, they're using AI to talk on sports. That would be some crazy stuff, man. I'm like, no, that I wouldn't. No, there's no way possible. I think I would do it just to see, to compare it. But yeah, I'm like, you know, you got people out there using AI to make music. So pretty much what they'll do, for those that haven't really been hearing about that, so they'll have it where AI, somebody, so they'll capture the person's voice. And then they'll use that voice to make it where they're singing, because they did it to the content creator Kai Cenat. They did it to his another AMP member, Duke Dennis, for those that know Duke Dennis, Kai Cenat, AMP, and all that stuff. But yeah, they did it to them too, where they had them singing, I think it was a Keisha Cole song or something. And then, yeah, even with artists, they had where if it's like a leak, then they're all like, oh, okay, well, we don't know the official leak. We don't know the full song. So I'll just type up some lyrics and then have it where AI, you know, uses that artist's voice. And then they come out, somebody then came out with an AI leak of an actual song. That's the stuff that, like, it really trips me out with AI. I'm like, how advanced it's becoming, because even I'm trying to think, I think it was, who was it? Was it Will Smith? It was somebody. I remember it was like a old, like when AI videos originally had came out, maybe like what, a year or two ago, where no, it was like the AI videos was horrible looking. Like I remember there was this video that went viral of Will Smith eating some food, and it looked so weird and stuff, like it didn't look right. But I think it was like, and then now it's like they show it and it's like, it fam, it'll look like an actual person eating food. And they just recently like, no, and that was actually the main motivation behind this podcast episode. So I see this tweet where it's of these kids, and it like, if you don't zoom in on the photo, then it's like, oh, okay, like, because that's what I do. I pay attention to details of the photo to be like, oh yeah, that's like actual people. And then with this AI photo, so it's showing all these different kids, and then but it's AI and it looks so real. And that's, but it's like, you gotta pay attention to like their shoes, their clothes, like you gotta pay attention to details, because it'll be like, oh, their shoes would like blend into one another. Like there's some things that AI does mess up on, but it's I'm telling you, AI is getting more and more and more advanced, and it is some crazy stuff, man. So but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Overall, be careful with AI, people, from the people that like it, from the people that don't like it. Just be careful with it, because I got my concerns. But at the same time, I do think that it's a cool new thing to add to this world. Just hopefully people don't be doing nothing bad with it. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.